This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Habari Ghani. Happy December 27th. This is the second day of Kwanzaa. Therefore, this is Kuji Shakalia. We light the red candle on Kuji Shakalia, the one immediately next to Umoja, the candle we lit on day one. Kuji Shakalia, self-determination to do all that we can to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. And we are always honored to have with us our very special guest every year. We've been doing this a number of years together, Dr. Maulana Kuringa, and he is none other than a professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at California State University, Long Beach, chair of the organization US, and the National Association of Kawaida Organizations, Executive Director of the African American Cultural Center, and the Kawaida Institute of Pan-African Studies, co-chair of the Black Community Clergy and Labor Alliance, author of numerous scholarly articles and books, including Kawaida and Questions of Life and Struggle, Ma'at, the Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, a Study in Classical African Ethics, Selections from the Husiyah, the Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt, Introduction to Black Studies, now in its fourth edition, and Odu Ifa, the Ethical Teachings. He is the creator of this holiday we celebrate, the Pan-African Cultural Holiday Kwanzaa, and the Nguza Saba, the Seven Principles, and author of the authoritative text entitled Kwanzaa, a Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture. He's a subject of the great Dr. Malefi Asante's book entitled Maulana Kuringa, An Intellectual Portrait. And finally, he is currently writing a major work on Haji Malcolm X entitled The Liberation Ethics of Haji Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. We welcome on this second day of Kwanzaa, Kuji Shakalia, Dr. Maulana, Nana, Dr. Maulana Kuringa. Habari Ghani.
Jema, Hofini Kwenu, Kuji Chagilia, Hofini Kwenu, right? And so it's good to be here to celebrate with you again and to take the second principle, which is Kuji Chagilia, self-determination. And the text defines this as a call to, quote, to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Now, this principle teaches us and urges us to define and understand ourselves by the good we do and bring in the world, by the truth we speak, the justice we do, and the loving kindness, care, and concern we show toward each other, others, and the world. Again, we're back to being a good relative, right? But we root ourselves in our own history. We speak our own special culture truth. We make our own unique contribution to how this society and world are reconceived and reconstructed. And we do it from our own culture. We constantly dialogue with African culture. Mm-hmm. I mean, continental and diasporan, ancient and modern. And we asked it for answers to the fundamental issue facing humankind, facing African people. So the principle of Kuja Chagalia reaffirms also the right and responsibility of each people to determine their own destiny in daily life, to speak their own special culture truth, and to make their own unique contribution to reconceiving and reconstructing the society and the world we live in, making it more human, more serving of the interests of the people and all the inhabitants in the world, as well as the world itself. This principle commits us to mutual respect for all persons as possessors of dignity and divinity, entitled to equal right and treatment to shared goods of the world. And each people and culture, we say, are unique and equally valid and valuable way of being human in the world. And we have to respect that. We don't need to change for other people. We have to respect each people and culture as a unique and equally valid and valuable way of being human in the world. There's no chosen people by themselves, no unique people by themselves. We have our uniqueness, right? But other people are unique. We have our own particularity, right? But we also have a universality, and there's no superiority, none whatsoever. We introduce the concept of dignity, shibetsu, right? As early as 2140 BCE, right? We said that humans have an inherent worthiness that is transcendent of all social and biological characteristics. Second, that it's equal in all. No one has more of it than others. And third, it's inalienable, but nobody can take it from you, right? And so we say this word, this shibetsu, this dignity, so essential to human rights, that all of us have this in equal measure, and we must honor ourselves and honor others in that way. And if we do that, then we see that the principle of Kuchagli teaches us to uphold our right and responsibility to be ourselves and to free ourselves. Our struggle has always been to be ourselves and free ourselves. And we know we can't free ourselves unless we be ourselves, but we can't fully be ourselves until we fully free ourselves. And so we have to fight and struggle, strive and struggle to uphold our right and responsibility to be ourselves, to live free life, to enjoy a full measure of justice, and to bear constant witness to the equal validity and value of African way of being human in the world without denying other people similar rightful claims. Other people can make the claims, right? But neither of us can claim superiority or chosenness that no one else has. In fact, our sacred text, Odu'ifa, says all humans are chosen. They said, let's do things with joy. 78:1 says in Odu'ifa, let's do things with joy, for surely humans have been divinely chosen to bring good into the world.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
And we say that's the fundamental mission and meaning of human life. So it's a matter of self-determination. Choose your path of life. Choose it, but choose it and do good with it. Do good for the world. Do good in the world. And so as we light the candle for Kuchagli's self-determination this year and always, let us wish for and commit ourselves to work and struggle for the right of every person and people to determine their own destiny and daily lives, right? To have freedom and justice, to enjoy the common good in equal measure. Let us struggle for an inclusive and shared good. Let us practice self-determination ourselves by embracing every day as an opportunity to choose the good and to remember the teachings of the Hoosiers, of our ancient ancestors, that we are bearers of dignity and divinity and must constantly strive to bring forth the best of who we are and the inherent worthiness and good we have inside of us. Again, as I said so many times, this is the meaning of our ancestor teaching in the Hoosier that says, it is wrong to walk upside down in darkness. Therefore, I will come forth today and bring forth the truth, the justice, the righteousness, the good which is in me. For surely this is within me. And we say, if it's not in you, and who is it? So we must always honor the African in us, the beauty, the sacredness, and goodness of being African in the world. And when we sit at the table, as I've said so many times, we come not naked and in need, but fully clothed in our own culture, able and willing and anxious to speak our own special culture truth and to make our own unique contribution to the forward flow of human history.
Ashe and Asante Sana, Kuji Shakalia. We heard for the second day, if you all caught us yesterday, Dr. Karinga talked to us about being good relatives. Think about that concept, being a good relative in relationship. The root word of relationship is relate and relative, how we relate to one another. And if I could draw an analogy, sometimes over the holidays, we gather with other relatives. And sometimes we have good relatives and we have bad relatives. And so the good relatives kind of have to keep everything going while the bad relatives act out at the dinner table. Amen. So folks, as we see bad relatives in the world community.
That's right. Right. We see it now.
That's right. We have to overwhelm.
Pirates and outlaw.
That's right.
Yeah.
As we have to overwhelm those bad relatives at the world dinner table with us being good relatives.
That's right.
This is a very important concept. I hope people will embrace this time around. And also, he said we can't be ourselves unless we free ourselves. I have that right?
We can't fully be ourselves until we fully free ourselves. That's right. That's
so real. So these are important concepts to consider. And folks, just keep in mind, this is Kwanzaa. We celebrate Kwanzaa.
That's right.
But we don't have to just do this for 7 days.
These are
concepts that should be able to sustain us throughout the year and throughout our time here. So we are so appreciative of these principles.
Can I say that? So I want to just go back to that point you made.
Yes.
I said that our struggle has always had two dimensions to it. A struggle to be ourselves without penalty, punishment, right, or oppression. We can never get used to our oppressor hating us and we've never done anything to them. That is why Nana C.T. Vivian asked the white sheriff, just a brute, right, savage, knocking him down and beating our people. He said, look, we're doing what is normal. We're fighting for freedom. We want to vote. We're supposed to vote. What are you trying to stop us for? And then he just stopped. He said to them, you never stop, Justin. But I just want to ask you this. What kind of people are y'all? That's a major question we ask a prince. What kind of people are y'all? And people have to ask that when they look around the world and see what is being done in Americans' name, right? And with American power and money, and they're supporting genocide. We've got to ask what kind of thing? Or trying to change people's lives and stealing and doing piracy, right? We got to ask what kind of people, and we have to oppose evil in the world. Otherwise, who are we? Remember, that's self-determination. Knowing yourself by the good you do.
Dr. Maulana Karinga, he is the founder of Kwanzaa, with us every day this week during Kwanzaa, exclusively here on MIP Make It Plain. We're so thankful, as always. We will join again tomorrow. Now, just a reminder, as we follow along the candles, and let me also encourage you all, if you listen and you still have questions and want to learn more and want to teach the children more, we mentioned the definitive work, Kwanzaa Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture. That's available everywhere. But you can also go to the official Kwanzaa website immediately, and it is officialkwanzawebsite.org to find out all you want to find out about Kwanzaa and the lighting, the feast, the mat, all of those symbols that go along with Kwanzaa. And it's very, very important that we expose our young people to everything. That's all right.
You can also get the annual Founders Kwanzaa message there too.
That's right. The annual message is also there. You can see that for yourselves and keep up with that. And we will be back with you tomorrow, once again, for Kwanzaa. Here on Make It Plain, we look forward to seeing you all. Habari Gani, and again, the answer today for What's the News, Habari Gani, is Kuji Shakalia. Self-determination. Asante Sana. It has been Made Plain.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.